Army Center at 11.
This is CJ Tanisha with Gosport Hospital Radio. Saturday morning, 11 a.m. The CJ Rock Show. Go on, rock it.
Must be some kind of way out of here, said a joker to the thief. There's too much confusion, I can't get no relief. Businessman there, drink my wine, plowman dig my earth. None will level on the mine, nobody of it is worth.
the bug left his smile to the sky with your black velvet cape and your stovepipe hat. Bebop, baby, the dance is for that. I love to boogie. Yes, I love to boogie on a Saturday night. I said I love to boogie. I love to boogie. Jitterbug boogie. I love to boogie. I love to boogie on a Saturday night.
Reaching number 20 on the Billboard charts in 1968, Jimi Hendrix's version of Bob Dylan's All Along the Watchtower was given a glowing review in the Melody Maker magazine by Dylan himself. It just happened to be Hendrix's only top 40 hit in the USA. Then in March 1969, number 2 on the Hot 100, it was Creedence Clearwater Revival's Proud Mary. A song from the Bayou Country LP, it was the first of 5 singles peaking at number 2 for the American rock group. Then glam rocker Mark Bolan and T-Rex gave us the 1976 single release of I Love to Boogie. The song actually wasn't released as a single in the USA, but it's always been a fan favorite in America.
Just you big disgrace, kicking your can all over the place, singing,
we will rock you.
A big disgrace, waving your banner all over the place.
We will rock you.
Sing it!
We will rock you.
Buddy, you're an old man, poor man, pleading with your eyes, gonna make you zombie someday. You got mud on your face. Big disgrace, somebody better put your bag into your place.
The 1976 blockbuster album Fly Like an Eagle, we heard the Steve Miller Band and Rockin' Me. Said to be an immediate audience-grabbing single, it reached number one on the Hot 100. Then British icons The Who released the title track of 1978's Who Are You LP, which soared to number 14 in the States and became one of the band's signature songs at live concerts. And finally, in this triple play, we had another of Britain's biggest players, Queen, with two songs that go together like bacon and eggs, We Will Rock You and We Are the Champions, both songs that were hit singles separately, but massive together live. Next up, something from Athens, Georgia and London, England. Join Paul Dodd every Thursday evening from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. with the sound of the 70s here on Gospel or Gospel Radio. In 1987, the alternative rock band R.E.M. from Athens, Georgia, gave us their first number one hit single from the album Document. It was The One I Love, and it reached the top 10 on Billboard. Then from their debut album, Outlandish Day Amour, The Police gave us a song written by bassist lead singer Sting. A song that wasn't released as a single in the USA, Can't Stand Losing You, eventually became a re-release hit in 1979 in the UK. Between 8 and 9 p.m. every Tuesday evening on Gosport Hospital Radio, it's the time to listen to the Indie Hour with Tom and Pat. You won't regret it.
So much for the city.
Oh, control. No dark sarcasm in the classroom. Teacher, leave them kids alone.
Yeah.
Released as the lead single from U2's 1988 record, Rattle and Hum, the song Desire became the winner of the 31st Annual Grammy Awards in 1989 for Best Rock Performance by a Duo or Group. This after having reached number 3 on the Hot 100. Then, taking it back a little, from 1979 and the album The Wall, it was Pink Floyd and part 2 of 3 of Another Brick in the Wall. The song really resonated with America and went straight to number 1 on the Hot 100 chart. Finally, in this set of tunes, we had a band from the second British invasion, or was it the third? Anyway, Manchester rockers Oasis gave us their second album, What's the Story of Morning Glory, in 1995, and though the song, some might say, wasn't released as a single in the US, it was part of that album that the US buying public took notice of.
Driving too close to the car in front gives you less time to react. You may not realize that you're tailgating. Leave a 2-second gap between you and the vehicle in front. When it's wet, leave a 4-second gap. By staying back, you give yourself time to react. Stay safe. Stay back. Highways England, connecting the country.
Next on CJ Rocks, we finish off the show with songs by the Foo Fighters, the Eurythmics, and ELO.
I've got another confession to make. Getting the best.
blue sky. Please tell us why
you had to hide away for so long.
Where did we go wrong?
In 2005, the Foo Fighters gained a nomination for a Grammy Award for Best Rock Song for Best of You. In 2023, the song was ranked by Billboard as number 91 of the 100 most successful songs in the chart's history. We followed that with a 1983 song by British duo The Eurythmics, the opening track to their third album, Touch. It was the number 4 song on the Hot 100, Here Comes the Rain Again. And bringing up the end of today's CJ Rocks, we had Electric Light Orchestra's number 35 chart single from the album Out of the Blue. It was 1977's Mr. Blue Sky. Yeah, that's all there is to CJ Rocks today, people. Thanks again for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed today's music and the show, and I hope you join me again next week, and maybe even on CJ's Tuesday Museday at 4 p.m. on a Tuesday. Till then, from Gosport Hospital Radio, this is CJ Denisha. See you around.